Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. You know, I heard on the radio the other day, Burl Ives saying, "It's a holy, jolly Christmas." Well, we don't see that today in our gospel reading. We hear more today of signs in the heavens, distress in the nations, roaring seas and waves, noisy and stressful times. But you know, this is not unusual for Christmas. That first Christmas, it was a noisy and stressful time. It was a country occupied by Rome. There was a census taking place, and people had to go to their hometowns to be counted. And there were men and fathers worried about, will there be a place for their family to stay, and women and taking care as the kids were going to try to keep them on this long trip, keep them happy, and people wondering, why does Caesar want us to go to our own hometowns and to have a census? Is he going to raise taxes again? What's going on here? This was so much going on that a lot of diversions and things that got people's attention that they didn't really think about God in all of this. It sounds familiar. Ready or not, Christmas is coming. I mean, Joe and I were driving home from Thanksgiving in Newcastle, and it was dark, and we saw the Christmas lights, beautiful lights for homes. You know, the countdown for Christmas, we already had Black Friday, and it's going to be the light-up night coming up here. And, you know, if you're having Christmas, how many people are coming to your house, and how big should be the turkey or the ham or the cookies and the presents, and all these things are happening. On top of that, you look at the world situation. It's not comfortable. There's wars going on, and there's fires, and there's dysfunctional governments, and all these things happening right now. And our weather patterns and the global warming. I mean, it's weird. It was either hot or it's freezing cold. It's, you know, things are happening. So a lot of things can distract us from God. Or even we forget about God. That's why I'm glad you're here, to get back to God and hear what Jesus says. And Jesus says today, he says, "Now when these things begin to take place, stand up, raise your head, because your redemption is near." I forget the name of the group or the song, but it goes, "Hold your head up, oh, hold your head up, oh, hold your head up, hold your head high." Yeah, good news is coming. Good news that God is in. And it's not just good news, don't worry, be happy. No, it's not that Pollyannish kind of stuff. Good news because God's in control. As David sang last, Pastor David sang last week, he got the whole world in his hands. And the reason for the season, we're here to remember that our Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Parent, is quite well. And he's alive with all the stress and all the changes and turmoil in the world. Reminds me of Psalm 46. You know, there's storms and the nations rage. Be still and know that I am God, God tells us. Be still and know God. Maybe that's why we enjoy Handel's Messiah. I mean, I know I do. In fact, I had it playing today coming over to church. Handel's Messiah. "For the Lord God omnipotent reign." It's powerful. It's this powerful, this cosmic God. And our faith becomes more than just you and me, God. It becomes us and all creation and all the world and all the history. This magnificent cosmic Christ. The Alleluia. It sings of events beyond our understanding. The magnificence of God's love and power in life, events that have consequences for Caesars and innkeepers and merchants and travelers. You know, we don't have to worry about putting Christ back into Christmas. Huh? Christ is Christmas. Christmas is Christ. Christ is the one in whom we live and move and have our being. God hasn't gone anywhere. The problem is us. Because sometimes we get so distracted or so worried, or we say, oh, it's so hopeless, this happened or that happened. We forget the main thing that happens is Jesus lives. He died. He was resurrected. And he's coming again. That's the good news. That's why we hold our heads up and we have anticipation. Good news is coming. You know, so we get the big picture. You know, maybe for us sometimes it's not that our God's too small. Maybe our God's too big. It's like when you're looking at a mosaic, okay? You're too close to the mosaic. So you see this color here, and this color here, and this. But you stand back. You stand back. Oh, what a magnificent configuration. What a magnificent picture this mosaic's making. You know, that's the stepping back. You know, sometimes coming to church, we step back from all the craziness and take some time to breathe. And know God. Or maybe you get a phone call from a friend you haven't heard from for a long time. Just at the right time, you step back and you thank God. Joan was talking about, she goes to stores for short periods of time because she's still recuperating. And she just had a few things. And the lady in front of her had, you know, a shopping cart full of stuff. And the lady said, listen, You go ahead of me. You don't hardly have anything there. And Jim was so grateful. She said, well, thank you. And the lady said was, of course. Of course. There was a God sighting there. When you stop and you pay attention to God, suddenly things start coming into configuration and start coming together. Of course, there are many people who say, oh, well, that's nice, but it's just a coincidence. It's just a happenstance. It just happened. Is it? Is it? Or is that God working right in front of us? God working here and now. God who is love. When you talk to others, are God sightings? People say, you know, this happened. I saw this eagle and I thought of God. Or I saw this baby born and I thought of the miracle of life that can only come from God. Bob goes up there and starts ringing the bell to tell people, we're here to worship God. Maybe they'll stop their bicycles or jogging just for a second and say, oh, that's beautiful. And then look at the beautiful light of today and say, oh, there's God. There's God. These little pieces, these little mosaics, you put them together and you start getting a big picture. I was reading where in the retina of your eye. Your retina of your eye is made up of, get this, 100 million receptors in your retina. So that, oh, the receptors see these little things. But you look at it as one thing. You see you as one person, or a church, or the thing. You see the picture of what it is. The big picture. You know, being big picture. That's what we do as we share our relationships with each other and God. That's what the liturgical year is all about. We're beginning Advent. And we're like, lit the first candle thanks to Dave's height. He could do it. 4 weeks of Advent. 12 days of Christmas. This is a time for us to walk with God. To get more in tune with God. Light your Advent candles at home. There's our devotionals back there, Bread for Today and Christ in Our Homes. And your Celebrate, at the very back of your Celebrate, there's Bible readings for each day. Time to get in tune with God, continue, or to start for the first time, to start these holy habits, to grow in the faith, to know good news in a crazy, upsetting, changing world. I've told you this a few weeks ago, but some people call this the second axial age. The first axial age started 200 to 600 BC, when human beings got out of the tribal mentality and they started thinking of themselves as a person, an individual. And you start getting like the Jewish religion and Confucianism, and you start getting Buddhism and the different religions. Well, now some people say in the 21st century, we're going in the second axial age, a time of change, which is never easy. Because we can now communicate with people in ways we could never communicate before. You know, I could see my granddaughter in Singapore in the hospital on, what do we have there, Joan? What's it called? Yeah, messenger. Yeah, we can look, and there's the baby. They can, I love you, baby. I can't hug you, but I can. We can see that. You couldn't 10 years ago. You couldn't have done that. And we meet people who are from different religions. It's a different age we're in, but in this age, God is still God. Christ is the same yesterday, tomorrow, and forever, according to the Hebrews. So, don't get distracted, Jesus says today. Don't be filled with anxiety. Don't get drunk and say, well, you know, let's be drinking and be merry because tomorrow the world's coming to an end, and you know, and this means this and this. No. Lift your heads up. Pray. Why? Good news is coming. God is coming. Jesus tells us, so be alert. Be alert. Have your God sightings. Pray. Be in touch with God through your prayer. See, prayer for Christians is as needed as breathing is for our biological life, our spiritual life. We need prayer. And know the strength of the Holy Spirit that lets you know God is with you. Goodness will happen. Oh, yeah, it might be a little dark outside, but you are the light of the world, and you are to let your light so shine before others that people will see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Don't get ground down. Be built up through the Holy Spirit, through Holy Communion, through prayer, through hymns of praise and joy. Oh, yeah, Christ is coming, and there will be a judgment, and things will be set right. But that judgment, as we know in Jesus Christ, is mercy and compassion and grace. And his rule is love. Love is the answer. Love. So don't get sidetracked. Don't get sidetracked. Our loving God is coming. Another song that came to me as I was doing the sermons from Cosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Love is coming. Love is coming. Love is coming to us all. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds not anxious, not dissipated with drunkenness and fear, but keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Amen.